Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. So very happy to have you along with us. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Just a reminder, too, to download the Civic Media app. That means you can listen to all the shows across all of our stations and wonderful programs like the Todd Albaugh Show, which follows us from noon to 2, and then the incomparable Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 p.m. Very excited to have our next guest with us. She's the chairwoman of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Sarah Cole is here. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you for having me.
Well, you must be getting all geared up for the Realtors home show exhibit, which is going to be coming up very soon.
It is. It's coming up very soon. So it's our 98th annual Realtors Home and Garden Show. It's presented by Unilock, and it's returning to State Fair this year, March 22nd through the 30th.
What kinds of things can people expect? My husband and I love to go to that show. There's so much. If you're a homeowner, if you're thinking about buying a house, you want to do some decorating in your lawn, right? Landscaping. This covers everything.
Oh my gosh, there's a little bit of something for everybody, including the kids. So the theme this year is the cascade of ideas for your home, and it's including the use of water features. So it's something that's kind of overlooked or many times by homeowners. So this year they're having many different displays on how to include water features into your home.
It's a wonderfully placid thing if you like to sit in your backyard and have that. It is. My husband and I have a couple, we have two of them. And that running water and that little burbling, it does. I know. It's a Zen garden kind of thing.
I'm not judging at all. I listen to that stuff at night when I sleep.
Oh, do you? Is that your sound machine?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It gets you into, you know, we have such a short amount of time here in Wisconsin to be outside in our backyards, you know, enjoying the weather. So it's a great use of that time and to really get the most out of your yard.
How many vendors are going to be at this year's show?
Yes. So this year we have nearly 300 exhibits by the contractors with a wide range of expertise in indoor and outdoor improvements.
So no matter what you're looking to do to your house, you want to talk to a bunch of different experts, and it's not like everybody's going to pitch you hard either. It's about establishing some information and being able to ask questions from a lot of different people. Right, Sarah?
I agree. Yes. So when you walk around, you'll be able to get some ideas. Maybe you weren't thinking of a water feature, but you'll be able to see some there on display and get some ideas and be able to talk to people if it's a good fit for you and your home, or if it's possible. Sometimes it may or may not be. So I think it's a great show to go to and just explore to see what your options are, really.
It is the nation's longest running home and garden show, the Realtors Home and Garden Show, back at State Fair Park for its 98th year. Starts March 22nd through the 30th. Sarah Cole is the chairwoman of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Sarah, you had mentioned things for kids to do. What are some specific things my husband and I want to go and we want to walk around for at least an hour, where can we go amuse the little ones?
For sure. So they can purchase a Sprouts Club VIP bag and visit. There's several craft areas there. So they can go do a little bit of, have an activity, maybe take a break from the adult things and looking at all the home options and upgrades that you might be looking at. But then the kids can take a break and go into the craft areas.
Everything from windows to doors to spas and saunas and whatever you're looking for. Again, if you're a homeowner.
Speaking my language with saunas.
Really?
Oh, I'd love to have a sauna at the house.
Are those still a really popular thing, Sarah?
You know, I still see them when I go out on showings. If you believe it or not, there's more than you think. A lot of times I'll see them in basements, finished basements, and they'll have one put in down there. Hot tubs, of course, are, you know, I see frequently, but the saunas are, I still see them, yes.
Well, and even the hot tubs, it just seems like a very 70s. It does. But my sister and my brother-in-law have one. They love it. They use it every night. They use it every night.
Can use those year round here, really, because we are cooler here. And even on, you know, in summer, maybe you turn it down a bit, but there's still a feature that you can use year round for sure. And there'll be many people to talk to them, and they don't quite look like they used to.
Well, that's what I wanted. I mean,
you want a throwback saw? You want a throwback hot tub?
Something that my wife and I have been thinking of. So we bought our first home a couple of years ago, and we have a finished basement, and in that finished basement, we have a bedroom. But because it doesn't have an egress window, we can't call it a bedroom. If I'm looking to find someone who can install an egress, is that something you can find there as well?
There would be many contractors there that could help you with that, I'm sure. There's that is a kind of bigger project. We ourselves did that in our home and added a big egress. And it, each municipality has different rules. So that's something to make sure that you find a qualified contractor to talk to so they understand your municipality's specific requirements.
Gotcha.
But that would make a big difference just as far as the value of the home. If you can, if you can cite that you have 3 bedrooms or 4 bedrooms, that makes a big deal, right?
It does. And it's, I mean, also a safety thing to have the egress so that if you really are staying down there, putting a, you know, a lot of people put their teens in the basements because that's just a great spot for them to hang out. But you definitely want to think of safety first. So yes, but it does add value.
Sarah Cole is the chairwoman of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. She is our guest talking about the 98th, and it is the longest running home and garden show in the country. Going to be back at State Fair Park, March 22nd. Through the 30th, there will be, good heavens, we'll all die if we don't have access to food, Sarah. I'm assuming there will be somewhere to get snacks.
They do. They have a lot of local chefs hosting some demos, so you'll be able to watch them create their favorite foods and then take part in some tastings as well as some outdoor patio demonstrations that could show you how to put a kitchen into your outdoor space as well.
Those things will blow your mind. I mean, it's those outdoor kitchens, and it's everything from a smaller grill to a complete chef's outdoor kitchen setup.
Yeah.
I've seen outdoor kitchens that are nicer than my kitchen.
I know. Well, and I think pizza, like wood-burning pizza things have been a really big hit.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they're just a standalone on a concrete top or of some sort, or the built-in ones as well. But those seem to have been very popular in the last few years.
The other thing that I think is big and is outdoor lighting.
Yeah, I think so too. I agree. I mean, it just adds so much more. I think it creates such a more usable space as well when you're outside. All of these ideas, I mean, you can just go crazy with some of these. But I think when people walk through the show, they'll be able to hone in on what their budget, you know, what works best for their budget, and then pick those specific pieces and get the most bang for their buck.
And this is all in order to increase the value of your home. And certainly, you know, you want to be comfortable while you're living there. But I think most of us look at home ownership as a big investment that hopefully is going to go to help fund our retirement. And so you want to keep enhancing these things.
Yeah.
Sarah, is it still accurate to say that the kitchen and the bathroom are where you want to spend the most money if you're going to make changes in your house before you sell?
Yeah, they'll get you the most bang for your buck for certain. I mean, those are the areas. I was just on another call and we were talking about staging and they were talking about some things. And I think the most remarkable thing to me in that listening to that professional was that picking a neutral color for your home. So in your kitchen and bathrooms, and that neutral color, whatever the trend happens to be for the moment, last 10 years, that's a pretty good amount of time. I mean, you're probably redoing something after that, but that's an investment where I think you get a lot of bang for your buck and it carries through multiple years where it's not so trendy.
And painting is relatively inexpensive. That's a pretty, out of all the things that you can do, that's probably the easiest and the least in requiring a big investment.
For certain. And it lasts longer than some things. I mean, and certainly my house has lasted longer than 2 of my refrigerators. So,
and you don't need to hire like a contractor to do it. You can do it yourself. So
depends how patient you are.
True. Well, there's very true. Very true.
If you don't do trim, you probably shouldn't.
Right.
There's always, you got to have one person who's detail oriented or it's going to be a mess. Sarah Cole is the chairwoman of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, the Home and Garden Show coming back to State Fair Park, March 22nd through the 30th. What about investing in basement redoals, Sarah?
I think it's always great. I mean, it adds that much more usable space to your home. I like to, it depends on your budget, right? So I think in our state, having a basement is a huge deal. I don't know. I love having outside spaces too, but we only, again, have so much time. I mean, we can enjoy snow, but not so much usually on the patio.
Right.
So I think it does add value. It's great to have a professional come and look at your walls too, make sure everything's solid before you start getting going on a, you know, closing off all of that. But goodness gracious, I mean, in a regular ranch, we have tons of ranches in our area. And if you think about it, you can almost double your square footage by, you know, finishing your lower level.
I mean, that's what we have. We have in our basement, it's a finished basement. It is basically a big living room with a bedroom. The only thing it's missing is a bathroom. I don't know if it's possible, but I'd love to even just put a half bath down there to increase the value. And if someone wanted to come stay with us for a while, they'd have their own space entirely.
Absolutely. Everything's possible, right?
Yeah.
So anything can be done with the right amount of professional help and money. So yeah. I think it's always a great thing. Bathrooms do add value as well. So increasing the amount of bathrooms you have in your home, you can think of that as a future help when you go to sell it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the answer to this question, Sarah, but it seemed like when the pandemic hit and in the first couple of years of the pandemic, people who were buying homes wanted homes that were done. They wanted to walk in and have everything perfect and new and clean and move in ready. Is there a little more leeway now for folks, or does everything still have to be perfect and buyers want everything done for them? They don't want to have to take on any home improvement projects themselves.
Well, that's a very interesting question. I feel for me personally, it feels about the same.
Yeah.
I think I have just as many. I think it's a generational thing too. Some people are more willing to put a little more sweat equity into it. And some families are a little more realistic. They'd like the house where they want the house or the size of the house or however many bedrooms. So they're willing to forego maybe the perfection of it versus some others. But I still feel it to me personally, it feels the same.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah,
it is. Sarah Cole is the chairwoman of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. In just about the minute and a half we have left, Sarah, anything else you want us to know about the show?
Absolutely. So I think a couple important things to remember. It's closed Monday and Tuesday, March 25th and 26th, as well as Easter Sunday, the 31st. More information can be found at mkehgs.com. And there is also, if you go to that site, potential to join with Tight Seal to get $2 off.
Sounds great. We will include all that stuff in the show notes. Sarah Cole, chairwoman of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. Have a great one.
You as well. Stay close. Matt Nair on air. We'll be back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. You can always join us 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up at 11:50, it is just another beautiful, beautiful day here in southeastern Wisconsin. If you have a chance to get outside, you should do so. But as with so many things, this weather will not last. It's a false spring again.
Here comes Jane providing needles for your balloons.
Come on. It's going to get chilly again. Brittany Merlot is our meteorologist at Civic Media, and she will be joining us at 11:50 just to tell us what's coming.
And then it'll get warm again.
It will get warm.
It'll get cold again.
And we're going to get some rain, which is good.
It's very good. I have a question for Brittany regarding that too. I'm going to ask her about with regard to rain amounts to preventing droughts as well as wildfires. So I'll get to that.
Big fire danger.
Yes, please. Yes. There's a fire danger. Please do not burn.
Don't burn
anything.
Your brush.
Don't burn.
Wait until we get some rain.
Smokers.
Leave it on the pile.
Smokers.
There's ashtrays for that.
Yeah. Throw out the butts. Ashtrays.
don't throw them out the window.
I don't know if I've seen an ashtray in like 10 years.
Makes me crazy.
So earlier in the show, we were talking about RFK has decided that he wants to ask Aaron Rodgers, former Green Bay Packer, current injured Jet, and former governor of Minnesota, and wrestling legend Jesse Ventura, if he'd be the vice president on his ticket. Mm-hmm. And a caller called in, Andrea called in, and was concerned that we were doing a disservice to RFK because we were focusing on the anti-vax or the vaccine skepticism he has.
Right.
And she believes that he has good policies and that it was bad form on our part. So
we took a look.
And I said I was going to do it tonight. I decided to do it today. And honestly, I'm looking at his policies and they're good policies. He's got, you know, his policies include economy, housing, environment, honest government, reconciliation, peace, borders, civil liberties, racial healing, Native Americans, revitalization, veterans, higher education, AmeriCorps, and labor. And in those, I looked at just a few of them are things I do agree with. You know, there's like on housing, he wants to a tax-free government-backed mortgage bond. He wants to bring derelict land and buildings back online. He wants to do, he wants to make change. He doesn't want to just cut taxes for the rich. He doesn't want to, they do reflect a value that probably runs through his family.
The Kennedy family.
Yeah. And I didn't get a chance to read all of them, but I did read some of them and they're not bad. But here is the problem ultimately, is that that man is tied so deeply to his skepticism towards vaccinations.
Yes.
Is that everyone can think of. The fact that he did push-ups to prove his health on Twitter, that's what people focus on. The fact that he asked a football player and a former wrestler to be his VP is what people focus on. So, Andrea and anybody else who wants to vote for Robert Kennedy Jr., that's fine. You can do that if he's on your ballot. And if he represents your values, you vote for him. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I just want you to vote. But if you want them to be taken, if you want him to be taken more seriously, he has to do the work to be taken more seriously. And right now, he's not. I'm sorry.
Well, again, as you said, picking Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura as potential running mates for vice president, that does not necessarily help as far as the credibility and seriousness issue goes.
Absolutely. And Andrea, if you are the person who is in, like that, that's your guy. Awesome. And there is a certain amount of responsibility that a voter has to try to get someone to vote for. You know, it was like when I worked for Obama, one of my jobs was talking to people
about what he wants to do.
Exactly. Yeah. But you have an uphill battle because this guy has been made a mockery through the mainstream press. And he's not doing a lot to try to fight it either. And the crazier things he does, the less chance he has a hope of being on a ballot. I mean, on his website right now, it says put Bobby on the ballot. That's how seriously they're taking him right now. So if you like him, that's awesome. You want to vote for him? Wonderful. But you have a mission then. And I don't think Robert Kennedy is totally on board on this mission myself.
Well, and I would think that one of the reasons why he's considering Aaron Rodgers is because Aaron Rodgers is also an anti-vaxxer who went very public with his fight against Travis Kelce, who did an advertisement for Pfizer for the vaccine, for the COVID vaccine. And so, and again, I just think this is a credibility issue.
Yeah. And the thing is Robert Kennedy wanted to pick a VP candidate that also shared his skepticism towards the vaccination process, which, in all fairness to Robert Kennedy Jr., I don't feel comfortable calling him an anti-vaxxer. I feel comfortable calling him a skeptic towards vaccination because he's talked about it. And that's the thing is he's very clear, concise, serious. And when he speaks on it, you're like, oh, that makes sense when you say it. But the problem is that everyone else is saying this and you're doing nothing to change their mind. And now we all look at you like you're crazy.
855-75-CIVIC if you want to join us. 855-752-4842. Carmela from Milwaukee on the line. Good morning, Carmela. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I just wanted to talk about, when your due diligence, looking up candidates and what their policies are. Remember way back in the day when Barack Obama came on board, I was on the Hillary clan. Mm-hmm. I looked up all their policies online and Hillary just creamed him. She had pages and pages of what she was going to do. I was all on board. And then Obama won the primary, beat her. And then I was like, okay, let's see what's going on. By that point, he had changed a lot of his points and he'd gotten better at it. And I was on board with him. Mm-hmm. It just took a matter of, doing my research and finding out what they were about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Carmela. Really, and good for you, Carmela, for putting that on yourself, because as for every voter, we should put this on ourselves to learn about these candidates.
Absolutely.
And instead of just seeing the R or the D behind the name and going, well, that's my guy.
And Andrew from Maine put on here, he said, Greg, he does crazy things, me, looks at Trump. I don't see Trump doing crazy things. I see Trump doing dangerous things. They're a threat to our democracy. RFK picking two athletes to be his VP, that's weird to me. That to me says you don't want to be taken seriously. And what I was saying before is, if he was picking a VP who shared his skepticism of vaccinations, someone who was a doctor or a politician or whatever, all right, that makes more sense. But when you pick former Packer and current injured Jet Aaron Rodgers, a mustachioed, or Jesse Ventura, you're not doing yourself any favor, and you're not doing your fans any favor either.
Well, again, it's a question of credibility.
Yes.
And whether or not this lends credence to your campaign, and I don't think this helps.
It does
not. News is coming up next. When we return, we're going to fill out the imaginary cabinet of an RFK Jr. and Aaron Rodgers administration. If you have suggestions, we would love to hear them.
Now I feel like we're being mean.
At 855-75-CIVIC. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Cal B on the board. We're coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Shout out to Richland Center if you're listening on WRCE News from the Center. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always call or text the show at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Coming up at 11:50, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joining us for Wednesday Weather and Wine, as she always does. Going to talk about the beautiful weather we're enjoying today. And then we do have some rain, at least in our area, coming later this afternoon, I think, into tonight. So she'll tell us what's coming.
You know, I've realized we've been doing this segment now, the Weather and Wine, for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
We never once had wine.
Her last name is Merlot.
I understand that, but I feel like the implication is that
we should be drinking.
Yeah, at least just like a little, just even like a fancy little
aperitif,
a snifter. Mm. This is a dry sherry.
Yes,
is indeed cold duck.
So Matt Nair on air. We just have that ill vibe.
Matt, it's in the Matt Nair.
It's in the I see what you did there. Fair enough. We were having some fun at RFK Jr.'s expense.
Yeah.
RFK Jr. announcing yesterday that he is considering former Green Bay Packer quarterback and now injured Jet Aaron Rodgers, and also former Minnesota governor and a pro wrestler Jesse Ventura as his running mates, even though President Biden and Donald Trump have now effectively locked up their nominations.
Yeah.
And will be the two who are going head to head.
Yeah.
In November. But we thought it would be amusing just to have some fun and talk about what that cabinet would look like if it were going to be RFK Jr. and Aaron Rodgers. What exactly would this administration look like? Who's going to be high up in the levers of power? And we're taking your suggestions at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you would like to offer some suggestions, we have a Tony Lone Tree checking in on a live stream, who says, yep, sorry, not sorry, I can't take him seriously talking about RFK Jr. We had been talking a little bit more about his policies and what some of his other policies are, but I agree with you, Tony. There's been so much attention on his vaccine skepticism that I think that's all people see.
Yeah, and that's really too bad for him, because it is, I mean, he put out, well, no, he didn't. I'm sorry, I have to speak correctly. There was a political action committee that put out a Bobby Kennedy commercial that utilized a John F. Kennedy commercial from back in the day and put his name in there. And he had to come out and say, I didn't have anything to do with this, because his family was really upset they're not happy with him. And that also breaks my heart, because he seems very committed to what he believes. And that is also important. Excuse me. And I did check his website, as we stated earlier, and I did see his, and he does have solid policies. They don't steer too far off of where maybe Joe Biden is going.
Right.
But
that's all superseded, though.
They're all superseded. Yes. Yeah. So now we have the potential cabinet.
Well, Greg came up with some suggestions.
See, I know.
It's just an early list. If you have any other suggestions on who should fill this cabinet, this RFK Jr., Aaron Rodgers cabinet, we would love to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC.
Well, it's cabinet as well as other things we could do.
So within the administration. He could create some new posts.
So first thing we did was we took care of NASA.
Oh.
Basketball player Kyrie Irving.
Because?
He believes the Earth is flat and the moon landing was fake. So I figure if anyone can go in there and really get things done and show the world the truth, he's the guy.
So we're going to, the RFK Jr. Aaron Rodgers ticket will appoint Kyrie Irving, a flat earther,
in charge of NASA.
I kind of like that.
We're going to create a new post called Secretary of Information.
Okay.
Joe Rogan's in charge of that.
Joe Rogan, the podcast guy.
We can call it Secretary of Podcasting too, if you want. That's fine.
Yeah, either we way, call him Secretary of Douche Bros.
No. I had that taken care of.
That's another cabinet. Yeah, decision.
That is the Secretary of Dude Bro.
Oh,
Pat McAfee. He's going to be in charge of.
Oh, and that's the show Aaron Rodgers.
He loves
the only show he would go on was Pat McAfee's show.
Yeah, and speak his truth.
Okay.
Agriculture, you're going to love this one.
Secretary of Agriculture.
Willie Nelson. You know what that means, America.
Legalized marijuana.
There it is. Commerce, who else? Elon Musk. I mean, come on, the guy is a genius. Come on, he invented cars.
He only lost $40 billion.
He invented cars. He's in space right now.
Yeah, and let's not forget the first time the SpaceX rocket blew up right after launch.
Yeah.
They called it an unscheduled disassembly.
Well, you know, Abraham Lincoln says you have to fail to succeed, and he fails a lot, so Elon Musk is in charge of commerce. Okay.
If you're just joining us, we are talking about a potential cabinet. If there would be an RFK Jr. Aaron Rodgers administration, who would be in the cabinet? Jesse from Madison is on the line. Hang on just for a second. Jesse, go ahead, Greg.
What do we have? We have labor. I figured Kim Kardashian, because she has some good advice for women, which is just get up and work. That's simple.
She basically said not too long ago that women are essentially lazy.
Yes.
And we should get up and do something.
Yep.
There has to be a Kardashian in that administration. I just think it's a natural fit.
I love that you call it Kardashian.
That's how I feel about that.
I know you do. Let's see. We have Secretary of Education. Mm. It's going to be Jack Black's character from School of Rock. Because this cabinet is going to rock.
I like it.
I saw that Andrew from Maine has, for Secretary of Treasury, he's put Bernie Madoff. That's a good suggestion.
That is a good suggestion.
But we are going to go with our original choice, which would be just a Bitcoin wearing a fancy hat.
It could be a duel.
Yeah.
It could be a duel.
You can have two. And then finally, Homeland Security, very simple. My cousin Teddy, who owns way too many guns and says all the time, I'd like to see them try to take this country away from me. So
cousin Teddy will be...
Cousin Teddy's in charge of Homeland Security. It's just him. He's going to be standing on the borders.
Just Teddy.
And the shorelines. And, you know, just.
Good to know.
Thank you.
I feel safer already.
Don't you, though?
855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform Elon has ruined. Taking your suggestions on a potential cabinet under the RFK Jr. and Aaron Rodgers administration, after RFK Jr. announced yesterday he is considering both Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and pro wrestler Jesse Ventura as their vice presidential running mates. Jesse from Madison has been waiting. Thank you for your patience, Jesse. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Oh, thanks for taking the call. You guys got to slow down a little bit. You got to let the callers make some of these appointments here. I was hoping this wasn't going to get said, but it seems kind of like a go-to. Jenny McCarthy for Health and Human Services.
Oh, that you that's are very, so right,
that's
Jesse.
Right, yeah. Yep, that's a good one.
For people who don't remember, Jesse, do you want to remind everybody?
Oh, she was, you know, the Playboy bunny who turned into one of the heroes of the anti-vaxxer movement decades ago, back before it was cool.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And I just want to say, there's no way that Willie Nelson would want to have anything to do with an RFK Jr. administration.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg isn't smoking anymore, so we can't put him in that.
He still smokes.
You think?
No, he does.
He said he wouldn't.
That was an advertisement.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm.
Any other ideas, Jesse? Anybody else you'd like to see in the RFK Jr. AR administration?
No, that's all I got, but this is a fun show. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining.
We got a text from Liz in Saukville listening to WAUK. She says, I love all the choices, and I think I'll go pour Gatorade on my tulips that are blooming so early. All right.
Good scientific advice from this administration.
Yes.
Andrew from Maine, Secretary of Commerce, QAnon.
True.
Secretary of Almost Complete Transportation, Boeing. And again, Bernie Madoff. I'm trying to go through the list here.
FDA, Ray Kroc. They have to still be alive.
Do they?
I think so.
Isn't that,
don't be ridiculous.
Isn't that being unfairly
don't
precise?
Be ridiculous. We're taking this seriously, Jane.
Scott,
my goodness.
Scott McKellen on the live stream. Tyler Owens for education. Tyler Owens said space isn't real.
Who's Tyler Owens? I don't even know who that is.
Maybe that's, Scott can clarify that for us.
That's how famous that person is. Ha, I don't know who you are.
There also needs to be George Santos from Tony. George Santos really should be in this. Oh. For higher education.
Space is not real. That's a new one. I've heard gravity. I've heard...
Birds.
Birds
aren't real. You know, I bet we could find the birds aren't real guy and get him in the RFK Jr. AR administration.
David Drake, your bird boyfriend, feels about people who think that. Or maybe he's just like, you're adorable. Stop talking to me.
Well, the whole birds aren't real guy did it as a joke. And then tragically, there were some people who believed him.
Kind of like the person who's Jenny McCarthy believed submitted a paper saying vaccines give your kids autism. And it was proven wrong in that paper. And now people are like, no, it's not true. I know things. I don't need a doctor.
And this is very mean of me.
Yeah.
But before Jenny McCarthy became famous for being an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
She was, well, best known for sticking out her tongue. That was her big, what was that stupid show that she was on?
She was on that dating show.
And she was constantly sticking out her, she looked like it was blah.
Okay.
Don't do that,
ladies. I thought she was
What is that?
I thought she was funny. She was on a TV show, too, but I thought she was funny. I'm just very unfortunate that she's married to Mark Wahlberg. I believe so.
We'll double check that.
I'm going to do that right now.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842 if you would like to join us suggestions. I didn't think she was married to Mark Wahlberg. If you have suggestions on the RFK Jr. and Aaron Rodgers administration, this after RFK Jr. suggested yesterday he's considering Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura as potential vice presidential running mates.
Wrong Wahlberg. It's Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block.
Thank you. I didn't think it was Mark Wahlberg.
Well, you know, I mean, I like to break breaking news.
Scott McKellen explaining why defensive back Tyler Owens should be in this administration. He was an NFL prospect from Plano who recently told reporters at the NFL Combine that he doesn't believe in space or other planets. I don't know. I think he's ripe for the Republican Party. He would. That's a easy slip in right there. Don't you think?
I know I should be making jokes, but that really makes me mad. It really, you can just so easily be like, I don't believe in planets. I don't believe in space. What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Do you think anyone asked a follow-up question so he would clarify? Probably not.
My follow-up question was, how many times you hit your head?
Birds aren't real, Greg.
That's it. I'm going to Pat's show.
If you had a suggestion, we got a couple more minutes. 855-75-CIVIC, 855 952-4842. Surgeon General from Florida. Oops, sorry. I just lost it. Surgeon General from Florida should be in the cabinet. Yes, Lapido. The one, Lapido. This is the surgeon, Ron DeSantis in Florida, appointed his Lapido as his surgeon general. And now they have a big measles outbreak going on in Florida. And Lapido came out within the last 2 weeks, I want to say, telling people, if your kids have measles, that's okay. They can go to school. He's the surgeon general.
Do they have to, honestly, does the surgeon general have to be a doctor? That's a serious question I'm now asking.
I would hope so.
Because you don't have to be a judge and or a lawyer to be on the Supreme Court. You can just be a dude. Tyler Owens, he says he doesn't believe in space or other planet and feels flat earth theories have some valid points, but doesn't exactly believe in it.
How can you be? What do you mean some?
I love how there's
wait a minute.
Despite overwhelming evidence, as you know, space.
The final frontier.
Oh, my God. These are the voyages of the Starship idiot.
When we return, Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, will be here for our Wednesday weather and wine. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. So very much for joining us. Jane Matinier, Greg Bach, and Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Feel free to join us. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment with our feisty friends watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We were taking recommendations on who should fill out the RFK Jr. potential Aaron Rodgers cabinet. So if you still have suggestions, we would be happy to hear them again at 855-75-CIVIC. As she does every Wednesday at this time, Civic Media's meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here. Good morning, Brittany. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. How about you guys?
Well, the weather is so unbelievably gorgeous. It's really hard to be cranky.
Right.
But Jane will find a way.
Will she now?
Sometimes. Yeah. Not today.
She was, earlier she said, it's really nice out, but it's going to get cold again.
Well, it's reality, Brittany, right? So,
it's
the cycle of weather. It's the thing. It's the thing that happens. So,
it's the ups and downs, the roller coaster of Mother Nature.
The cycle of weather. So, yes, we have a beautiful day, and then we do have some rain coming in, which is good.
Yes, we need it. I mean, we're still in a high fire danger risk here today. We've seen wildfires in Kadot yesterday, even into Marathon County. Regardless of the no burning, they're still burning and their flames are spreading and it's just not good. So we're in the drought conditions, right? I mean, we're not supposed to get this warm. We're breaking records, of course.
Right.
And you know, this warm in spring, we don't have the humidity. We don't have that moisture. So that's why the wildfires are just so scary right now.
Sure, because the air is still so dry.
Yep. So even with the winds calm today, they're not as bad as yesterday or the day before, but we're still in that high risk just because of the pure fact of the high temperatures and the low humidity too.
So again, leave that brush pile alone. It can wait. Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere. Yeah. No one's going to come and take it before you can burn it.
Exactly. Save it for a better day.
Yeah. I did have a question for you because we did get rain on Saturday. It rained all day Saturday. And I heard a lot of people saying, well, this is good. This will be good for the ground. And I thought to myself, yes, it is going to be good, but it's not enough. And now you're just talking about moisture in the air. Is it a matter of the rainfall, moisture? What to get away from any sort of fire hazard, like wildfire hazards, what do we need to see to make that happen?
We need to see the green up, right? Yeah. Everything is dead and dry right now. So we need enough rain to green up the grass, the leaves, the trees, everything like that. So they're not just sitting there as fuel, because yeah. that's what they are right now.
Yeah.
So once the fuel is eliminated, then we're sitting much better after yeah. that. It's not really the humidity of the air. The humidity of the air is the fact that, how do I describe it?
I'm sorry. Did I say humidity? I meant to say moisture. My apologies.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say.
Okay. Sure.
If you're just joining us, Brittany Merlot is our guest. She joins us every Wednesday for Wednesday in Wine. She is our meteorologist for Civic Media, talking about this beautiful weather we've been enjoying. So what's going to happen, not just for southeastern Wisconsin, but for like the next couple of days for the whole state, Brittany?
Yeah. So a Colorado low, we usually hear those right about now, and usually they bring us a ton of snowfall in the winter. And this usually would if we weren't sitting so warm and breaking all these records. So here we are in an El Nino climate change atmosphere, getting the Colorado low, and it's going to give us heavy rain, especially in the southern half of the state. So this will start to push in overnight tonight. We could see a few spotty showers or maybe even some rumbles of thunder after 10 o'clock tonight. None are supposed to be severe until tomorrow. We are in a marginal risk from pretty much Madison to Milwaukee, I-94 and south. You could see some large hail in some of these storms. So that's tomorrow. And that's also when we're going to see the heaviest downpours as well. You could see anywhere from a half an inch to an inch of rain, and we need every drop of it. So
yeah, we really do.
We'll take it. It'll be a dark and damp and dreary day for the southern half of the state, while the northern half, we're just going to get cloud cover and a few spotty sprinkles. We're not going to get the rain that we need. And up in northwest Wisconsin, severe drought levels still persist. The only relief, potentially, it's not much, is on Sunday. Saturday, Sunday, a quick clipper system strikes from Canada, swings down through the state. What that's going to do is create some snow for the Northwoods on Saturday and into Sunday. Not much, about an inch or two. And then the UP, they're going to see a lot more, about 2 to 8 inches if possible. Wow. So yeah. So last minute little blast of snow for the snow belts. But that, as it drops down through the state on Sunday, we could see some snow showers here too. And those temperatures, they're going to drop to where they should be.
Well, so what is this going to do to my daffodils now, which are up this high, and I have some that are blooming already?
Good question. I don't know how they're going to handle it, because our temperatures will be dropping below freezing, and they're going to stay below freezing for an extended period of time, especially at night.
Well, and because I'm a bad person, I just took down my outside Christmas lights yesterday.
Yes. You're not alone.
I'm not the only one, but as I was taking them out of this mock orange bush, I'm getting little buds on that thing already. Oh, it's goodness. Way ahead of time. Yeah. That thing's not supposed to bloom until the end of July. This is concerning.
Oh, yeah. It is concerning. Yeah, I think a lot of crops are going to go through some issues over the next week as our temperatures do take a plummet. But right now, people are getting allergies because of this warmth. So everything is just
upside down.
It really is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Brittany Merlot is our Civic Media meteorologist, and she joins us every Wednesday for Weather and Wine. Really appreciate it, my friend. We will see you next week.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. And thank you, everyone who joined us today. Thank you to our guests, Brittany Merlot, who was just here. And then we also spoke with Sarah Cole, the chairwoman of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Thank you so much, Greg and Calvin. Without you, nothing works around here. And thank you most of all to all of you for calling and texting and listening above all and spreading the word about Civic Media. It means everything. Stay with us. News is on the way next. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.